This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
In a federal courtroom in Ohio today, it's all color, cut, clarity, and carrots. Diamonds are on trial, in a sense. At issue is a multi-million-dollar ad campaign by the diamond retailer Zales and about what it can say about its diamonds. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
This is the statement that started the kerfuffle between Zales and its competitors.
This is the Celebration Fire, the most brilliant diamond in the world.
A federal judge in Ohio is deciding if Zales can make this claim. Roxanne Berry is the director of investor relations for Zales Corporation. She says the lawsuit is without merit.
Our advertising was based upon testing by a qualified independent laboratory, and our ads make that fact clear.
Fred Cuellar wrote the number one selling book on diamonds, How to Buy a Diamond. He says it's very easy to tell if Zales' claim is true.
It's simple. There's a formula you follow. Efficiency rating times amplified light return equals weighted light return. Remember, a photon of light is a boson. Bosons are not fermions. Am I losing you?
Yes, I was lost at weighted light return. Luckily, Cuellar broke it down for me. He said if Sterling, the company that is suing Zales, argues that the brilliance of a diamond is subjective,
they're wrong and they're toast.
But Cuellar says if Sterling argues that Zales didn't do the proper test to determine the brilliance of the diamond, then they have a case.
I studied everything that they did with the Celebration Diamond, and they didn't follow the protocol. And so they actually can't make the claim based on the way they did the test on their 50-something stones.
If Zales loses the case, they'll have to pull their ad campaign in the midst of the holiday season. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.